Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone, written by Clifford Goldsmith, brought to you by Jell-O Pudding, those delicious new desserts all America's talking about. Aldrich Family can be seen now in the current Paramount picture, What a Life. Don't miss it. And tonight, Betty Field, one of the stars of the picture, plays Barbara Pearson, Henry's current girlfriend. As usual on the air, the part of Henry Aldrich is played by Ezra Stone. In the living room of the Aldrich home, Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are talking. Henry is just coming in through the hall door.
Remember how worried we were a week ago?
Over Henry.
Over Henry. And that terrible Constance Marshall.
Who's he interested in this week?
He's coming back to Barbara Pearson.
Mother?
Yes, Henry?
May I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you sure you won't mind if I ask him?
Well, no.
Could I have $3?
We're off.
Could I, please?
What for?
Well, I've got to get something, Mother, before it's gone.
Can't you tell me what it is?
Well, you'll just think it's foolish.
Then I'm afraid, dear, you cannot have the $3.
You mean you don't trust me?
Would you mind not standing directly in my light, Henry?
Oh, I'm sorry, Father.
Why don't you ask your father for it?
I know he wouldn't give it to me. Would you, Father? Would you?
Would I what?
Well, I'll tell you, this is all I want. This is all there is to it. Practically every guy I know that's got a girl has given her something to wear.
Henry, you mean the boys give their things to wear nowadays?
Oh, sure. It may sound a little strange, but I mean things like class pins. Only my class hasn't got a pin.
Well, I thought you did give Barbara some kind of a pin.
I did, Mother, but she isn't crazy about it.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, all it says on it is vote the Democratic ticket. Would you like it if that was all somebody could afford to give you?
But the important thing is the sentiment behind it.
I know it. That's the trouble. Her father's a Republican.
A Republican?
Yeah.
Then I think you'd better stay away from their house in the future, Henry.
Father, this is no time to joke. Here's the position I'm in. I told Barbara, in fact, I practically promised her I'd give her a pin. You know, the one I saw downtown in a jewelry store.
Henry, dear, knowing Barbara Pearson as I do, I don't believe that what you give her is even slightly important.
But gee whiz, I thought you wanted me to take an interest in Barbara Pearson. I even promised her I'd never go inside Constance Marshall's house again. Wouldn't you like to encourage me?
Henry, you may not under any circumstances have any money.
I'm not asking for money, Mother.
You're not?
I've given that up.
When did you give it up?
Just now. This is all I want. Now, don't fly off the handle, Father. It isn't as bad as it's going to sound at first. You know that gold Phi Beta Kappa key you wear on your watch chain?
I do.
Well, do you wear that quite a little?
You mean to say you're going to ask me for it?
Well, don't you ever get tired of it and wish you could wear something else now and then?
In other words, you want to give Barbara Pearson my Phi Beta Kappa key.
You feel that strong about it?
Well,
I'm just suggesting you loan it to her, Father. And you can go back to the vote the Democratic ticket pin.
Hi, Henry. Mind if I come in?
Come on in, Dizzy.
I want to speak to you alone, Henry.
Good evening, Dizzy.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich.
Good evening, Dizzy.
Henry, I've got to speak to you alone.
What about?
Just something.
Can't you tell him here, Dizzy?
Oh, this is in strict confidence, Mrs. Aldrich.
Well, I'm trying to get a decision about something, Dizzy.
Henry, if I were you, I'd go out and see what Dizzy wants.
Okay.
Come on out here in the hall, Henry.
It's private?
Wait till I tell you. Can anyone hear through that door?
No.
What are you doing tomorrow evening?
Why?
Well, hold on to something. How would you like a blind date?
A blind date?
Sure.
Me?
She's a dream, Henry. You never saw a prettier girl in your life.
Have you seen her?
No, but my girl has.
But I've got a date tomorrow night with Barbara Pearson.
Listen, Henry, you can see Barbara anytime, but this girl? Why, she's visiting my girl only a few days.
Oh, I see. Well, you see, Dizzy, I just got one misunderstanding straightened out with
now,
Barbara.
If you don't help me out, I'm sunk.
Henry, what are you and Dizzy talking about out there in the hall?
Oh, nothing, Mother.
We were just discussing a problem I have, Mrs. Aldrich.
If you don't mind, I'll leave this door open. It's terribly close in the living room.
Well, let's go into the dining room. Don't you think you ought to get to know other girls? Do you want to stay in a rut?
That's what started the trouble I just got over.
Look, will this help? Supposing I get the girl on the telephone.
Why?
So you can sound her out.
No.
Then what can I do to convince her?
Well, have you got $3?
For what?
Well, just as a loan.
Listen, she's begging for a chance to meet you.
Meet me?
Sure.
Oh, how does she know about me?
If I remember correctly, she thinks she saw you on the street the other day.
Say, come to think... I wonder if she's the one I saw. Does she have a high black hat with a sort of a veil that...
Sure!
Is that right?
Who has a black hat and a veil?
Nobody, Father.
Well, would you mind talking so I either can hear you or so I can't?
Maybe we'd better go in the kitchen.
Okay.
Now do you see what's ahead of you, Henry?
The only thing
Let me call her up and ask her whether she's got a veil.
Do you have any way of raising $3, Dizzy?
I've got to pay you to meet a beautiful girl?
I promised Barbara that when I see her tomorrow night, I'll have a pen for her.
All right, you wait. You wait. Just you wait until sometime you ask me to do something for you.
I'm sorry, Henry, but you'll both have to get out of this kitchen while I do some work here.
Where do we go now, Henry?
Let's go upstairs.
Your father just went upstairs, Henry.
Well, then let's go up...
We haven't been in the living room yet.
That's right. Come on, let's go in there.
Would you boys mind telling me what all this is about?
I'm trying to make Henry see the light, Mrs. Aldridge. Say, Henry, I've got an idea. I haven't got a pin you could give Barbara, but I've got a lady's ring.
Where'd you get it?
I found it. I found it in a trash pile.
Is it any good?
It's gold with a black stone and pearls.
And if I help you out tomorrow night, you'll give it to me?
Well, I won't give it to you, but I'll loan it to you. Say yes, Henry.
Well,
shake and we'll make it a bargain.
No.
If I give you the ring outright, will you let me?
And I can tell Barbara to keep it?
Sure.
And it isn't going to cost me anything?
Not a cent. All we'll do is sit around in their house.
Something tells me, Dizzy, I shouldn't say yes.
And something tells you that you shouldn't say no, too, doesn't it? Remember that black hat with the veil?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hello, operator?
Uh-huh, Cleo.
I want Elm 333. From now on, Henry, your lucky number is 3.
Are you calling 333?
Yes, ma'am. I wonder if she's doing anything tonight.
The only thing is, Dizzy, even if you do get this girl, you can't tell from her voice what she looks like.
Why not? All I've got to do is hear one word, and I can size up a girl in a minute.
Hello? Who is it?
Oh, what was that?
Who do you want?
Listen, if that's the girl you're trying to get for me, Dizzy, you can hang up.
Who is this speaking?
Mrs. Hopkins.
Hang up, Dizzy.
It's my girl's aunt.
Oh.
Henry, what is going on here?
Nothing, Father.
Hello, this is Dizzy. Are the girls in?
All but the girls are out.
Out?
Ask her whether her friend, you know, your girlfriend's friend has a veil.
Does your niece have a veil?
If she hasn't, I'd like to know why. That girl has more pretty clothes than anybody I've ever seen.
Is that right?
Mrs. Hopkins, you can tell her we'll be all set for tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mrs. Hopkins. Goodbye.
You boys find the veil?
Well, only in a way we did, Father.
Henry, could you walk to the door with me?
Sure.
All I want to say, Henry... If you don't want to, I'll take it.
Oh, no, you don't. I saw her first, didn't I? When do I get that ring?
I'll get it for you by noon tomorrow.
Well, why not before then?
I've got to get it from my girl.
From your girl?
Sure, she's wearing it.
She's wearing it?
At night, Henry.
Hey, Dizzy, I wonder whether Barbara will mind if she finds that out.
Grandmother.
What are you flying around so far?
This is the evening Henry's coming over.
Huh. You suppose you'll bring a box of candy? Where's the evening paper?
Right here.
Let me have the movie section.
Grandmother, will you promise me something?
Huh? What's it?
that you won't embarrass me by asking him whether he ever sees any other girls.
My goodness, don't you think you ought to know?
It makes it look as though I were worried.
Well, if you aren't, you should be. Here's a picture I'd like to see. All right if I come in?
Hello, Henry.
I've only got a second, then I've got to be going.
So soon?
Hello, Henry.
Good evening, Mrs. Sanderson.
Did I hear you say, young man, you can't stay?
Well, something came up quite unexpectedly.
Ah, you don't say. How's Constance Marshall these days?
Oh, gee, haven't seen her for over a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to see Constance again.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go out in the kitchen and make some candy.
The only reason why I have to go so soon is because I have an examination tomorrow, Barbara.
And what?
And geometry. By the way, I just happened to think I brought you something.
My section doesn't have any exam in geometry tomorrow.
You don't? I wonder how you could account for a thing like that.
I wonder.
Well, here's what I brought you.
What is it?
It's instead of a pen.
Henry, I hope you didn't go and get me something expensive.
Well, I just hope you'll like it.
Henry Aldrich, look at it. It's a ring.
Sure.
Oh, Henry, you shouldn't have bought anything like this.
Oh, I didn't pay much for it.
It's a little too large for that finger.
Well, try the next finger.
It's too large for that one.
Well, how about the next one?
It's still a little too big.
Do you suppose you could wear it on your thumb?
I know. I'll wear it on this chain around my neck.
Hey, do the making candy. Why don't we all go to the movies?
Tonight?
A picture called Man Crazy that I want to see.
But, Mrs. Sanderson, I've got a geometry exam coming.
I think you've got your schedule mixed, Henry.
I'm sure I have, and Dizzy has the same schedule I have.
Now, let me give you some advice, young man. I never studied geometry in my life. There isn't anything going on that I don't know about.
Well?
If it's money that's worrying you, the trick would be on me.
Oh, that isn't it. I've got...
Of course you want to go. Go get your coat on, Barbara, and we'll stop.
Grandmother, maybe Henry doesn't want to go.
Well, of course, I might be able to.
You want to call your parents and ask them?
Oh, I don't think you need to.
Well, if you want me to, I'll phone them.
Oh, no, you don't have to.
Now, who do you suppose that is? Stay where you are. I'll answer the door.
Do you think that you really could go with us, Henry?
Gee, I'd certainly like to, but if I don't get my studying done tonight, when will I?
Good evening, Mrs. Sanderson. Is Henry here?
He certainly is.
Is that you, Dizzy?
Hurry up, Henry. We're going to be late.
Late for where?
We planned to study together.
Study what?
Our geometry.
When?
Now, you dope. Over at my house.
Oh, yeah.
You don't say so.
Didn't I tell you it wasn't tonight that you'd have to study, Henry?
Well, whether it is or not, Dizzy, I think you'll have to study without me.
Huh? Could I have a little conference with you out in the hall?
Isn't necessary to talk it over.
Speak to me in private? Barbara, that's a nice ring you're wearing around your neck.
Yes, you like it?
Let me see it.
It's gold.
Where did you get it?
Henry gave it to me.
Oh, is that right?
I'll go out in the hall with you, Dizzy.
Why don't we all stay here and study?
Well, I have to be alone when I study, Barbara.
That's why you got to be with Henry?
Are you sure you understand, Barbara?
Of course. If you tell me you have to study, you have to.
Sure.
It never occurred to me that I shouldn't understand.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't study too late, boys.
Oh, we won't, Mrs. Sanderson. Hurry up, Henry. Tommy's been waiting for us for 20 minutes.
Who has?
Constance Marshall. She's my girl now, you dope.
Since when?
Since you finished with her.
This is a fine time to tell me. I can't go over there. I promised Barbara I wouldn't see her anymore.
You're not seeing her. I'm seeing her. You just happen to be going over to her house.
No.
Do you want me to go back and ask Barbara for that ring?
I'd like to see you.
Oh, you don't think I'd do it, eh? I'll go right back into the house.
Wait, Dizzy, wait.
Are you going?
I'll stick by you. But something tells me I'm going to be sorry for as long as I live.
Henry and Dizzy are just going up the steps of Constance Marshall's house.
For some reason or other, Henry doesn't look very cheerful.
Last, here we are.
Here we are.
43 High Street. Didn't I tell you 3 is your lucky number?
Hello, Dizzy.
Hiya, Connie.
Why, Henry Aldridge, I thought Connie wasn't ever going to see you again.
Hiya, Connie.
He got lonesome.
I got lonesome.
Well, come on in.
Where's...
Oh, of course. Just a minute and I'll call her. Gwendolyn! Gwendolyn!
Is that her name?
What do you have?
Dizzy, I'm going home.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Henry himself. And you're just as cute as I thought you'd be.
Gwendolyn, that isn't Henry. That's Dizzy.
You mean this one here is Henry?
Yes.
Well.
I'm sorry.
What are you putting down your hat for, Henry?
Well, I thought we were going to stay.
Oh, my goodness. What can we do here?
We're going out.
Don't you like to go out at night, Henry?
Sure he does, don't you, Henry?
We want to go to the movies.
In the movies?
Yeah. We want to see Man Crazy.
I know, but...
Come on, Gwendolyn. We'll get our things on.
I better wear my coat in case we get some ice cream afterwards.
Dizzy, I haven't got enough money to take them out.
You don't have to pay for all of us. Just for yourself and Gwendolyn.
I know, but I haven't even enough for
that. I loaned you some.
You told me this wouldn't cost anything. And did you take a look at Gwendolyn? One helping of ice cream isn't going to be enough for her.
Henry, cheer up. 25 years from now, you'll be able to look back and laugh at this.
Sure, 25 years from now, but this is tonight.
Henry, you're beginning to make me sorry I brought you.
But Dizzy, she's not the girl I saw on the street. No wonder she wears a veil. What she should do is wear it in the house.
Now I am sorry.
Well, we're all ready, Dizzy.
Gwendolyn, you leave Dizzy alone. Henry is your property.
I'm her property?
That's what I'll call you, my prop. Come on, prop, let me take your arm.
The only thing is, I promised my folks I'd be in early.
But you don't belong to them anymore. You belong to me. Look at the moon, Henry.
Yeah.
And look at those 3 stars right up over us.
Yeah.
Henry, didn't I tell you 3 is your lucky number?
Yeah.
Let's go down this street.
Dizzy, tell Connie something. Why did you want me to give back that ring?
Well, I had to do a favor for somebody.
You didn't give it to any other girl, did you?
No.
Say, look, Constance, here on the corner.
What is it?
A soda fountain.
Yeah? And boy, do they serve terrible sodas in there.
Well, their sundaes are good.
Look in the window there, Henry.
At what?
Those boxes of candy.
Well, don't you think we're going to be late for the first show?
Oh, we don't care whether we're late.
It looks like an awfully nice place inside.
Would you like to go in and get waves?
Say, you can't get me on any scales.
Well, why don't we stop here after the show?
I never like to eat anything just before I go to bed.
Come on, Henry. We might as well go in and get it over with.
Don't those roasted almonds smell good?
Don't they? Where shall we sit?
Let's take this table here by the candy counter.
Okay.
Good evening. What do you have?
I'll have a chocolate marshmallow.
Same here.
Same here.
Make it 3 chocolate marshmallows and 1 glass of water.
Why, Henry, aren't you going to eat anything?
I'm in training.
Oh, isn't that too bad?
3 chocolate marshmallows and a glass of water.
Right. You ought to change your mind, Henry. They're good here.
Are they?
Why, Henry, what are you worrying about?
Worried? Worried? Who's worried?
Say, Dizzy, let's go down there to the end of the store and look at those magazines.
Why do we have to look at those?
Oh, please, Dizzy, Izzy.
Oh.
Hey, I don't think you like me.
Well, I guess Connie and Henry are all alone.
I guess we are.
Izzy, no sense in going to a picture show if you don't take along some
Mother. Henry. That Barbara Pearson and a grandmother.
Constance, would you understand if I should go?
And leave me at the table all alone?
Well, Henry Aldridge.
Good evening, Mrs. Sanderson.
Henry. How's your geometry?
Constance, I guess you know Mrs. Sanderson and Barbara, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't you like to sit down here with us?
No, thank you, Henry Aldrich. I wouldn't even be slightly interested.
Oh, you wouldn't you, Barbara? What is that you've got on that chain?
That happens to be a ring, thank you.
That happens to be my ring, thank you. So that's why he asked me for it.
I didn't ask you for it.
You needn't explain, Henry Aldrich. Take your horrid ring.
But I don't want it. This whole thing is a mistake.
You take it or I'll throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Don't do anything foolish, young lady. That's gold.
What if it is? There.
Well, where did it go?
Henry Aldrich, I think you're contemptible.
Listen, Barbara, let me tell you.
No.
Aren't you going to introduce me to your friends, Henry?
Gwendolyn, please, go away.
And what's more, Henry Aldrich, I think you're the meanest person that ever drew the life of breath.
The life of breath? The life of breath?
Where did that ring go?
What do I care? I'm going home.
You're going to let a thing like this spoil the movies for you?
Yes.
Life of breath. A life of breath. See, who does she think she is?
Well, what I want to know is who Dizzy thinks he is. Giving my ring to that little snip.
Pardon me. Here are your Sundays and here's your check.
Say, where is Dizzy?
When they came in, he left.
He left?
Yeah.
That'll be 45 cents. Would you like to pay for it now?
I'd like to, but I can't. This is a nice predicament.
Hold your horses. I'm coming to the door. Oh, you.
Yes, Mrs. Sanderson.
Oh, you're the last person in the world I expected to see tonight.
If Barbara hasn't gone to bed yet, could you tell her I'm here, please?
Well, I'll call her, but I don't think it'll do any good. Barbara? Barbara? She probably heard you.
Yes, Grandmother?
Come here a minute.
Where are you?
I'm in the front hall.
Well?
Hello, Barbara.
Oh.
Oh. All I want to do is tell you exactly what happened.
I know what happened.
Oh, but you don't.
Come on in out of the cold, Henry.
Oh, I don't think I'd better come in.
Come in. I won't let her hurt you.
Yes, ma'am.
No matter what you say, Henry, it won't do a bit of good.
Well, the only reason I didn't stay here with you in the first place, Barbara, was because I had a blind date, night.
Blind date?
Oh, wait, you've only heard the beginning.
That's all I want to hear.
You've got to hear it all. That ring I gave you didn't even belong to me.
A beautiful sentiment, to say the least.
But wait. Now, wait a minute. It didn't belong to any girl. It belonged to Dizzy. He found it.
Where?
In a trash pile.
A trash pile. And that's what I was wearing around my neck?
Yeah, but I still haven't finished.
Well, from the progress you're making, young man, it may be just as well if you don't finish.
And if you'll excuse me, I'm going upstairs.
You don't want to hear the rest?
Of course I don't.
Gee whiz.
Oh, Henry Aldrich, you're a genius.
But she's so unreasonable. She won't even listen to me. Mrs. Sanderson, what would you do in a case like this?
You want me to tell you what I'd do?
Yeah.
Well, I'd stop trying to make things up, and I'd tell her what really did happen.
That's what I've been doing.
Well, that's the truth, then I'd start in with something she could believe.
You mean I should lie to her?
No, I'm not saying you should lie to her. But in this case, I certainly wouldn't tell her any more of the truth.
What should I do?
Oh, let me tell you something, young man. And if you remember it, it's going to help you just as much as geometry ever will.
What is it?
No woman is going to believe what you want her to.
Oh, what is she going to believe?
What she wants to.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. At least that's the way it is with every woman I've ever known. And when I call Barbara down here again, don't try to push her into believing what you think she should think.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather not see her
again. Now, you wait for you. Barbara? Barbara!
There's no use in my trying anymore.
Has Henry gone, Grandmother?
What's that?
He has?
See what I mean? When I say they believe what they want to.
I hope I never see Henry Aldrich again for as long as I live.
You better be careful how you talk, young lady.
Up until this evening, I always thought he was the nicest boy I'd ever known, and then...
Hello.
Didn't I tell you to be careful?
You've got to listen, Barbara.
No.
But that wasn't really Dizzy's ring.
Now we have a new story.
But it wasn't really his.
Whose was it?
Well, that's something I can't tell you. I asked my mother...
It didn't ever belong to your mother, did it?
My mother?
Yes.
No.
Henry, it did. Why didn't you admit it in the first place?
Well, because I didn't want to...
Young man?
What?
Don't make up any more stories.
He's not making this up, Grandmother.
How do you know?
Because, Henry, if it did belong to your mother, I'm sorry I threw the ring away.
You are?
Of course I am.
Well, here it is.
Grandmother.
If you'll excuse me, I think I'll go up to bed.
I hope you sleep well, Mrs. Anderson.
Thank you. By the way, Henry Aldrich, the story's all right as far as it goes. Well, what were you doing, Constance Marshall?
With Constance Marshall?
Do you want to know the truth?
Of course I do.
Well, that's easy to explain. We started out and...
You what?
Well, my father wanted me to study my geometry.
But you went to the soda fountain instead?
Well...
And that was where you ran into Constance?
Yeah.
Henry.
Sure.
Doesn't that just go to show you what a person's imagination can do?
I'll say.
Are you sure you didn't make that up about your father wanting you to study?
No.
You're positive? Because the whole thing sounds so simple, Henry.
Yes, Mrs. Anderson?
Your father just phoned. He wants you to come right home and do your geometry.
He does? Well, what do you know about that?
Don't ever tell me anything but the truth again, Henry.
I'll say I won't.